Totally acoustic, overall unamplified music. Not plugged in, mic's tapped on now, that's what it's totally about, and why it's called Ooh, Totally Acoustic.
Fantastic. Right, so hello. I'm going to start off with a couple of songs from my most recent album this year, Wonderful Wednesday. I've written a couple of songs on the ukulele. Now, these are songs for children, and whenever we go to a kid's house, legally, it's fine, don't worry, you show kids a ukulele, and you want to say, yeah, let's play a song on the ukulele, and there's never a song that you can teach kids really, really easy to play on the ukulele. So I've written one, and this song is called Just One Finger. And it goes... You can see what it's called then.
Just one finger, you only need a finger. Just one finger to play this song. You can be the singer or you can play along. It doesn't really matter, it isn't very long.
You can see how it works, haven't
you? You can use a tentacle or you can use your nose. You can even use a trunk if you've got one of those. But just one finger, you only need a finger. Just one finger to play this song. I'll explain that verse in the song. This makes sense. If you're feeling clever, you can use two. Then you don't have to use your hands. That's how you do. You don't have to move your hands. This is what you do. But if you don't want to, you can stick with one. You only need a finger to play this song. Just one finger. You only need a finger. Just one finger to play this song. You can be the singer or you can clap along. Doesn't really matter, it isn't very long.
Thank you very much. And this is also from that. This song is called, I think it actually applies in this situation, because we have, I think, all got just a little bit excited. So let's calm down. We're all a little bit excited. Deep breaths all round. It's already been quite exciting. And if we don't relax, things will go from bad to worse. Someone might get hurt, and we can't have that. So let's take a little minute to all be quiet. Shh. 'Cause it's like we're in the middle of a full-scale rise. Just don't sit down on the carpet, or if you're outside, put your bottom on the ground and just lie down and close your eyes. Everybody say ooh. Everybody say ah. Everybody say ee. Everybody say la 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 la. Dooby dooby doo. Dooby dooby
doo.
Sing along with me.
Sing along.
Dooby dooby doo.
Dooby doo.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Shang a lang a lang a ling.
Shang a lang a ling.
Shang a lang a lang a la.
Dooby
dooby doo. Freestyle. Dooby dooby dee dee. Shang a lang a ling dong a bing bong bing. I think we've all got just a little bit excited, so let's calm down. We're all a little bit excited, deep breaths all round. I know it's all been quite exciting, but let's try and relax. Let's try and say hello and see how we go after that. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you. And talking of songs for the less mature mind, I'd like to introduce you to my colleague, Mr. Stephen Hewitt.
Hello.
We say yes, we've got a new show. It's called Moon Horse versus the Marsman of Jupiter. So during this song, I'll be playing the part of Margaret Thatcher. Very good, actually. Make a note of that. People don't like Margaret Thatcher. Take account of saying. So this is a thrilling political satire, as you can probably guess, here from this one. So I'm playing part of Margaret Thatcher. Steve won't be playing part of Margaret Thatcher. I think I should explain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I start.
Yes. So this is an instructional song for the benefit of young people. And Steve starts.
Once upon a time ago, a devil came a-riding through the land of Ingoland, preaching privatising.
She promised new free, she promised new free markets, free fresh prosperity, scrapping public services and no society.
Who was this right-wing ideologue?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Who screwed the country quite a lot?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Destroyed the rail networks of public utilities.
Sold water, gas and telecoms to private monopolies.
Who laid poll tax on the poor?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Cranked up the coldness of Cold War?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Refusing any sanctions, thus supporting apartheid. Sent police officers disguised as... Sent soldiers disguised as police to break the miners' strike.
I have not rested on my laurels. Lots of modern evil to me. For instance, who do you think's keeping Piers Morgan on TV? I designed Windows Vista, put tinfoil in toothpaste tubes. Turned marathons to Snickers, push Rockwell off his roof.
Whatever's wrong with Britain's now, down to Margaret Thatcher.
True kind.
A spiteful, vengeful, evil cow.
That was Margaret Thatcher. Say what you like about me, you always knew just where you stood.
Up to our eyeballs in cold shine,
destroying all that's good. They call me Thatcher, Thatcher. If Bieber was a film, I'd be lead actor. Thatcher, Thatcher. If Satan cut his thumb, I'd bring a plaster. Thatcher, Thatcher. If evil was a back, I'd be a chiropractor. Thatcher, Thatcher. If good was Doctor Who, I'd be the master. And I'd refer to the character as Doctor Who, as if that was his name. Thatcher, Thatcher. If virtue was a pube, I'd be a waxer. That sound you hear? That is the establishment quaking. When I've done pick bands to play this, there's been many ways I've chosen bands to play, and I think this is quite unique in the understudies I became aware of by sharing a taxi with them one time. It was a nice taxi, I think it was booked out.
Pleasure.
Yeah, it was. It took a long time to get the taxi, but I think it was worth it. So if you were looking for a band to share a taxi with, I would highly recommend the understudies, and for many other reasons as well. So please welcome the taxi delight that is the understudies.
This one is called Flip Knife.
She only wants boys to be high. rise. He's all the broken hearts in London.
Thanks. This is much more nerve-wracking than I thought it was. Not very good with intimacy.
That's the song.
Take your clothes off.
I've just seen MJ with his shirt off in the toilet.
That's true.
And I got a bit nervous, so I accidentally touched him on the shoulder. I didn't mean to do that. It was inappropriate. I shouldn't have done it. This next song is called A Girl I Used to Knock About With.
Oh,
away.
A band who usually can't fit in a taxi, but obviously you're doing a stripped down acoustic set this evening. So yes, please welcome the marvellous Keaton Pops and his all-star minor UK indie celebrity band.
Most of these songs end in a massive jam while no one knows when to stop. We're not doing that now. First line.
Yeah, we can hear the words now, really.
It's good. What's going on? There we go.
I don't want to get out of bed. I can't get you out of my head. I got nothing to do all day. But I hear think of you. And I don't feel like eating food. Drink is not the same without you. I've got nothing to do all day. But lie here and think of you. And I don't answer the telephone. The doorbell rings, I'm not at home. I've got nothing to do all day. But lie here and think of you. And I don't need anybody else. I'm doing fine here by myself. I've got nothing to do all day. Lie here and think of you. And if I feel too hard, I might go blind. But there's nothing I can do, because I think about you all the time. Violence all I
from one autobiographical song about staying in bed wanking to another autobiographical song that Dave Barnett wrote. He's going to sing this as well. It's autobiographical about you getting chlamydia. Isn't it?
Are you letting him go to the front?
Yeah, of course, come on. Yeah, no, right.
You're still the most important member of the band.
It's on a podcast. Can I tell you?
That's only part of this story. 6 emails I had to send. Og, standing in the corner, actually co-wrote this one. So, and it's the first time it's ever been played, so we've never played it before. So.
Oh, you don't
know it? Do you know it?
We know it.
A bit.
Beatles. The last time I played this was at a bowling alley, and there was a man in the audience apparently that took offence.
Was he a hitter?
No. He thought I was making a joke and I should respect the Beatles more.
Big nose, dark glasses.
Oh yeah, he was an ugly man.
Silver streak.
That's okay, wrong. But yeah, he was also wrong. This is probably one of the most factually accurate songs about the Beatles ever written, if I do say so myself. But anyway, D, E minor, G, D. Wait, is it? Yeah, it is.
Two of the Beatles are dead.
Two of the Beatles are dead. Two of the Beatles are dead. My favourite albums are the blue one and the red. yeah, it's about this time, usually, that when I'm travelling around, I like to come up with local facts and do some stand-up based on them. But this one is only really one person's going to get it. But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, is it you?
So the stand-up is, hey, people watching Totally Acoustic Geeks upstairs at the LAM. Have you ever noticed, people watching Totally Acoustic Geeks upstairs at the LAM, how people watching Totally Acoustic Geeks upstairs at the LAM drive their cars like this? Whereas people that work at the Folio Society just round the corner and can't even be asked to come are dicks. But that's on the podcast, right? So that's it. Just so they know. So this next song is about bands and how most of them aren't very good. My friend said, when I moved to London, good luck, because now you've got it made. There's things to see, some people to do, and plenty of music to be played. So I went out and I found the pub and went in with money in my hands. 5 minutes later, I'm back on the street and I fucking hate your band. You and your friends are all in bands and you all look and sound the same. Bass player's name. You think it's so cool to go busking in the street. Yeah, that shit that you should see in life. They'd like to go on tour, but where, they're not sure, because you're unknown outside the M25. I hate your band.
I hate your band.
Black leather jacket, black sunglasses. I bet you think you look cool. No one's at your shows. Try taking off your skinny tie. Start a new trend. I hate your band.
I hate your band.
Once in a while you can try something new. Maybe try a new chord. You see those people standing at the bar. There's a reason they look so fucking bored. I hate your band.
I hate your band.
And that was Totally Acoustic. The next one is on Tuesday the 19th of April with Owen Tromans and Vom Vortum. You can find all the details of that on our website, which is www.totallyacoustic.com. Thanks everybody who came last night. We had a great time. Thanks very much to you for listening and see you next time.